Lesson 6.
Was there any mail for me?
How are you, dear?
Fine, thanks. Was there any mail for me?
There wasn't anything for you. There were 2 bills and a magazine for me. But there was no mail for you.
Nothing for me, huh?
No, nothing. You don't live here anymore. Why would anyone send mail to you here?
I gave someone this address.
Who?
Just a friend who owes me money.
Well, there wasn't any mail for you today.
Okay, sorry. I just need the money. I have a lot of expenses on the new apartment.
Were there any lights in your building last night?
No, there were no lights last night. But when I left this morning, there was electricity.
Was there any hot water?
Yes, there was hot water.
Was there any heat?
Mom, this is August. I don't need heat.
Was there any telephone service?
Mom, I have telephone service.
Then why didn't you call me and give me your phone number?
Mom, I'm a grown man now. My first thought wasn't to call my mother. I'm sorry. Anyway, I can give it to you now. The number is 555-2649.
Can you write it down for me?
Sure. Do you have anything I can write with?
Here's something.
Do you have anything I can write on?
Here. Jeff, are you seeing anyone?
No one I want to talk about, Mom.
You really should settle down with someone.
That's what you always tell me.
Well, it's true.
Yep. Okay, gotta go.
What? You just wanted to see if there was any mail for you?
And to say hello. But now, I have to say goodbye.
Okay, don't forget to call.
Right.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I saw the show last night.
You did?
It was great. I'm really proud of you.
Even if I'm not a lawyer or a doctor or a businessman?
Maybe you could marry a lawyer or a doctor. Only kidding. We're happy to have you back in Stamford.
Thanks, Mom. I'm beginning to feel better about being here.
This is the end of Lesson 6.